That's what happens when you start educating the kids in the family. They start looking around at who's ignorant in the family.
Yeah.
And she just cannot understand why my mother had such a big, ignorant man for her husband. And,
so she just had to get out.
She had to get away from him, you know. And he was real crude. But like I said, he was a very good man, you know. Like, he'd sit around and tell tales about the boogeyman and the ghost, and she just hated it for that. And she said, "You'll ruin my little brother's." And he says, "Well,
tell me about the boogeyman, because that's the question on here. What the boogeyman is?
Well,
who's the boogeyman?
Well, let me tell you what
I
always knew that we were supposed to be afraid of the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And it took me getting grown before I recognized what they were talking about. The boogeyman must have been the fellow that they created to look something like the Blob. And the Blob, then, have you seen the Blob in the comic books?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It comes out, he's just really a mass of nothing.
Yeah.
And the boogeyman came from boogers. Boogers are the things that happen from the secretion of mucus in the nose when you
right.
get the booger up there. So then, you know, they scared the hell out of kids with, and, you know, the boogeyman was actually, he was actually the booger man, you know. Real gross, could you imagine, you know, a mass of what we would call, you know, like what I just call mucus. That was not mucus, we call it snot.
Right, that's what we call it.
Yeah, you know, it's the snot man coming out.
Right,
a
big one.
But she could not stand it, you know, like my sister just didn't like it. But I loved him.
Did she get all right? After her legs were injured, did she get all right?
No, no, talking to my aunt. It was my aunt who had the amputations. My mother told her that I couldn't stay with it anymore. And I was 11 then. And I guess a week after that, she had a stroke and died.
My goodness.
And I think it must have been the pressure. She was hypertensive in the first place. Everybody in the family had hypertension, including myself. She could not figure out, and I realized this after many years, the sudden illness that came up. Because she was up walking in her walker. She had gotten an artificial leg, some Hedgehog, which is right down the street, and every time I pass by it, I think about it. And she was, had a lot of stamina, and she was going to walk again one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the fact that if I couldn't go back with her, she had nobody to go with her. And she hadn't, I had been with her, like 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really traumatic experience for her to think that her legs were going to, I was her legs, I was her everything. I can remember when I was 9 years old, 8, 9, 10, I was cooking, washing, cleaning, taking care of business, like paying bills, writing checks. So it was like we had a real relationship, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, were you here in Dallas when your mother said, you know?
No, I was in Houston with my aunt, because we had relatives in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And which I had an in Houston, and that's where we were staying for the summer. We always we would either go to Mexico, down to Calvert, to Houston, or for summers, you know, we just travel around, you know, like it was a big experience for me being with her. And we went to Houston during that time, and my mother came down to Houston on the train, and they got us, you know, into a big hassle about me. You know, my mother says, "Well, you know, that's my son, and you've just taken him away from me, you know." And she said, "I'm sorry you don't have any children, but he can't stay with you anymore." And it was just, it was a week after that